News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we're going to the phones right now to bring in somebody who I've had the pleasure of knowing for several years, Congressman Barry Moore. Formerly served in the Alabama House of Representatives in the 91st District. He's from down in Coffee County Way, and he is now serving in Alabama's Congressional District for Congressional District 2 down in South Alabama. Took office January of 2021, I believe. And Congressman Moore, we appreciate you being on Right Side Radio. Good to hear you.
Well, thank you, Phil. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Well, thank you. Hey, listen, I wanted to get you on to follow up on the question of vaccine mandates in the military, because I saw an article that broke out on Yellowhammer News here in Alabama just last week that you, along with other Republican congressmen, have literally asked for the Secretary of Defense to delay the military vaccine mandate. You didn't say shut it off, which I understand doesn't mean you like it, but you said at least delay it until we've had more study. Tell us about that and where it's going, if anywhere.
Well, you know, obviously, I think that this is a fairly new vaccine and the type of technology. I mean, even Joe Biden said working on it that he didn't trust it because Trump signed it. And I don't think that Trump was signed it necessarily. And I think Warp Speed was a great one, but I think it ought to be the individual choice. And these young soldiers that we're vaccinating right now, getting the jab, as they call it, most of them are young. They're in great shape. They're not overweight. They have a survivability rate of 0.6% if they get COVID. And so our concern is the long-term ramifications of a vaccine that's been out that long, and you just don't know. There's no need to rush it. It's not going to save a lot of lives with a 0.6% survival rate, but it could do damage. I think that's the concern that we have. And, you know, I asked Secretary Austin to hold up and not to force it on our military forces. It's a military readiness issue. And in order to be, in a lot of ways, it not be FDA approved at this point, I think to get on those people is a little bit overreach in our government.
Well, yeah, I think overreach is like the word of the day. I mean, every time we turn around, I feel like we have a new version of overreach. But you're right. This vaccine mandate is probably the worst one I've ever seen, because who ever heard of a federal mandate that can cause you to lose your private sector job? But with the military side, that impacts a huge swath of Alabama. And if I'm not mistaken, you've got Fort Rucker and maybe part of Maxwell Air Force Base in your district. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, I met with Lieutenant Colonel Long, and she's a military doctor, Lieutenant Colonel in the Army. And she's basically a flight surgeon. And she is trained to spot issues that affect military readiness. And she has a concern. We spoke about this vaccine. She's tried to speak up, and she has concerns about giving it to these flight crews and these young, healthy soldiers. We have some rumors of myocarditis and some heart issues down the road in the short term. And I just don't, you know, that's the thing. It is a concern for us that we're putting in. If Lieutenant Colonel Long, the doctor, is not an expert, then I don't know who is. And why is it that normally we let the left decide who the expert is in the process, and we don't follow the science, as they always say, follow the science? It's just, it's just more overreach, and we've got the letter out, and it's a continuation of Biden trying to be a tyrant or a dictator.
Well, yeah, and there is that. But Congressman, it goes even deeper, and we've been talking about the military side of this thing, but I just saw today, too, actually one of your staff brought it to my attention, but that you also sent a letter to Secretary Vilsack from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because the mandate has now been foisted upon field service reps in agriculture at the state and county level. Am I right?
That's exactly right. I mean, they're trying to force it on our border agents, our USDA people, any federal government employees, and any government contractor. You know, the tragedy to me, these people, the border agents or first responders, anybody that's employed by the government, in a lot of ways are being forced to have this vaccine. And they've been fighting this thing. They've been on the front line since January or March of maybe 2020. And, you know, they've been doing their job like heroes. And a year ago, we were calling them heroes. And now we're going to say, you're going to be unemployed. You're not going to be able to make a living unless you do what we tell you to do. And let me tell you, these folks have been, like I said, they've been exposed. Even when we didn't know a lot about the vaccine, about the virus, we didn't know what to expect. They went out and took care of business. And this is some kind of way to repay them, in my opinion.
Yeah, it really is something else. Well, let me ask you, so what are you hearing in D.C.? I mean, right now I would suspect that it's going to wind up requiring litigation. And by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but just like while I've been on the air today on the show, Governor Ivey did issue an executive order prohibiting any form of enforcement of the vaccine mandates as to any state entities or contracts with state entities. And she also said that the Attorney General is bringing litigation. I think we're going to have to see litigation to make it happen. But are you hearing anything across the aisle? I mean, are the Democrats all on board with this in D.C.? Are they happy? Because this has got to be affecting their constituents, too.
You know, I have to believe that some of them are terribly upset. I mean, if you're looking at Biden's polling numbers, just the direction that he's going, he's taking the party with him. Many of the voters are now, they got buyer's remorse. And so I applaud Ivy. I applaud Steve Marshall. The states are the line of defense on this thing. In D.C., we are outnumbered, obviously. Pelosi has the majority, which that'll change in another year and a half. But right now the concern, how much damage can be done and can we get some injunctions? But I appreciate governors around the country taking a stand. And I think basically behind closed doors there are Democrats that are concerned about the direction of the party. It's kind of been progressive leftist, and Biden is just kind of following along with that, and I think it's going to be damaging to their chances of being reelected, but also damaging to.
Yeah, well, I think that's a definite. And you know, I look at the fact that you served in the National Guard too, if I'm correct, didn't you, Barry? Am I right?
I did 6 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And thank you for your service, by the way. So the National Guard right now is just as impacted by this military vaccine mandate. Right before you came on the air with me before the break, I was talking about the fact that the National Guard Association of the United States put out the parameters by which they understand that the different forces are having to deal with it. Now, the Army National Guard has until June of next year to get fully vaccinated. That gives time for these litigations litigation efforts to take place. But Air National Guard, December of this year. Navy and Marine Corps Reserve, December of this year. So we're looking at a whole bunch of people. And by the way, and you know the deal, National Guard and Reserves, 85 to 90% of their year, unless they're deployed, is spent in the civilian capacity. So they may be in a position where they weren't going to have to get it, but because they're in the Guard and Reserve, now they have to. And some of those deadlines are coming up pretty fast.
You know, and I think that's going to hurt retention rates in a lot of ways, especially I think you probably – I had a hearing a few weeks ago, Phil, probably about 3 weeks ago in my district. And this was people who work at Rucker and active duty. And we were expecting about 40 people. I'd say there were upwards of 300 to 400 people in that room.
Wow.
And, you know, these are union people, too. It's interesting. You're talking about how are the Democrats feeling behind the scenes. Typically, unions have supported their dues have went to support Democrat candidates. This sort of thing right here, when it starts to undermine the base for the Democratic Party and forcing these unions that work at Fort Rucker, and our civil service, whatever the case may be, to go out and get a vaccine service. Some of these soldiers, a lot of the civilian servants are telling me they're going to retire. You know, so we got some problems. Obviously, in retention, it's going to affect the Guard, the Reserves. It's going to affect our military readiness, not just long term health impact, but I think short term people are not willing. Vaccine.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're right, man. And I've already talked to multiple people who have told me they're dropping their papers. They're timing it just right. And then, and one thing, there's two pieces, by the way, I said one, there's two pieces, Congressman, that I'm not sure that anyone has addressed that I've seen yet. And I want to put them on your radar if you don't mind. One hasn't been addressed, I know of, is the fact that when you serve in the active duty military, when you reach 18 years, it takes 20 years to get your retirement. But at 18 years, you're said to be in what they call sanctuary. Sanctuary means they cannot get you out of the force involuntarily. You have to be allowed to stay in because you're that close to your retirement. And no one is addressing the fact that what if someone has 19 years in and they don't want to get vaccinated? Are they going to get kicked out even though they're supposed to be in sanctuary for their retirement? And I bring that to your attention. I don't know if you've heard anything about that. Have you heard anything about that at all?
You know, I've had one individual mention that to me about sanctuary, but I don't know status. And look, if this administration and the kind of tyranny that they're trying to impose on the American citizens, I don't think they want to give any exceptions of any kind, just like religion. I'm encouraging people to file religious exemptions, do what they can to hold off as long as they can, hoping we'll get a court case to go our way. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to overcome the commitment of a soldier who's put in 18 years just at the very end to abuse power.
Well, and I agree. And then also, there's separate legislation, I understand, that Senator Tuberville was dropping in the Senate side that would have prohibited the Department of Defense allowing a dishonorable discharge for someone who chose not to get vaccinated. Have you heard any movement on the House side about that?
We were talking about a little bit of the legislation today. I haven't heard about Tuberville's bill specifically, but possibly some sort of discharge, you know, but maybe not an honorable, but not a dishonorable. I think there's one that says, you know, it's a discharge with honorable something. The language they're using, but we have been talking about that, and who knows where the chips will fall on that. Again, if enough union people and people who are typically Democrat donors, even athletes, are starting to come out against this mandate, I think at some point Biden will have to walk it back. And honestly, Phil, I hate to say this, and it saddens me to say this, but in a lot of ways, I think the vaccine mandate was a knee jerk reaction to the failed policies in Afghanistan to move the narrative away from Afghanistan over to a mandate, just so people forget. But that's something we cannot.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think it's like this, the reverse version of wag the dog. Well, Congressman, I certainly appreciate you being with us today. I know you're busy up in D.C. and you made time for us on the show today, but we appreciate it. You're one of the more conservative members of the U.S. delegation for Alabama, and thank you for your service to the state and the nation.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. Keep our nation and us in your prayers, if you don't mind. And again, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break right now and come back and wrap up the day. But that was Congressman Barry Moore from the 2nd Congressional District of Alabama, serving right now in D.C. And Copper, I know the Copper is gone, but Kelsey, if you go ahead and move us towards that short break, hit the cue of the music. We're going to head out for a minute, let our team members advertise for a second, and we'll come back and wrap up the day. It's been a good one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.